10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Suzuwaki.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, winter storms, heat waves, hazardous material, biological and chemical, nuclear disasters can happen anywhere, at any time, on any day, and are you prepared at all? Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can stream our show live on the web by going to aginginforadio.com. And what would you do in a disaster or after a disaster? And what about medical issues when help is not on the way? And how can we better prepare for this? Not to be anything like doom and gloom today. We don't want to go there, but we really should rethink survival. And my expert guests are going to get us a little more prepared for these type of emergencies, especially regarding healthcare. And my first two guests are Joe and Amy Alton, also known as Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. They are medical preparedness experts and the authors of a number one Amazon bestseller in survival skills, disaster relief, safety, and first aid. It's called the Survival Medicine Handbook. Welcome, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yes, we're glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have both of you. You are definitely experts in an area that's perfect for this show. And let's talk about, you know, how did you get interested in this?
Well, you know, there are a lot of different disasters that occur. And if you just look at the last 2 years of U.S. history, we've gone through a major hurricane that hit the East Coast. We've had tornadoes up and down Tornado Alley in the Midwest. We've had earthquakes in California. We've had floods in Colorado, wildfires in Texas. Gosh, I can go on and on with regards to all the crazy things that have happened. And one of them was Hurricane Katrina. That happened in 2005. And when we were looking at our disaster emergency medical response, the U.S.'s, that is, we found that in some circumstances, despite the best efforts of, gosh, hundreds of disaster medical assistance teams that converged on the area, even before the storm was completely over, they just couldn't get to some people in time to save them. And we found there was a real need for medical education for the average person so that they can deal with issues in times of trouble where modern medicine is just not available. And so I'll admit, perhaps, that the chance that an individual person might be personally affected by any one disaster, that might be small, but what's the chance that that person will never be affected by a disaster during their lifetime or during their children's lifetime? So maybe not so small. So I think it's really important. It really pays to know how to deal with injuries and illness and other emergencies, even if you don't do that for a living. You're not a paramedic or a doctor or a nurse. And we found that very few people were talking about this, and so we decided to put everything in plain English that any of them can understand in case they find themselves as the end of the line with regards to their family's health in a disaster.
Yeah, I think it's better to know it and prepare for it than to be, you know, coming at you. Not that people are going to take time out of their day to just do this, but just common knowledge or things such as, you know, you're going to explain the difference, or I'd like you to, between survival medicine and modern emergency medicine. Which, well, I think it's really important that, you know, this is discussed.
Well, I think that the difference is really the absolute most basic thing, and that's your goal. In modern times, Sue, what's your goal when you come upon an injured or ill person? I mean, you want to take that person, you want to stabilize them, you want to get them to the next highest medical resource as soon as you possibly can. You want to get them to a doctor, you want to get them to a hospital, but in a survival setting or in a setting in which there's a disaster and people and modern medicine just can't get to you. In truth, you are the highest medical resource, and transport may just not be an option. So if you're going to not be able to pass the buck with regards to that person's care and recovery, you should have some knowledge with regards to how to deal with injuries and how to take care of someone who's sick, perhaps with an infectious disease. And you should be able to deal with that person and should have the supplies and medicines that can handle that issue from beginning to end. And that's what we aim to teach.
Well, at doomandbloom.net, which is Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy's website, there are so many categories that you can look through and find out, you know, disaster information that could really help you. I mean, if you live in an area of the country where there's very rarely ever an earthquake, you're probably not going to need to know that information, but you can go through all of them and it'll give a lot of the basics, so you can kind of prepare yourself, which will always help. But what would you give us some of the most basic things you can do?
Well, I think the first thing that is most important to do is to get healthy before a disaster occurs. I think that it's very, very important to be able to say that you're a good weight for your height and age, that you're eating a good diet, that you're getting some activity. I mean, when I say that, I don't mean you have to run marathons. I'm talking about just walking around the block on a daily basis. In and of itself, I think is a great way to remain active and to stay flexible, things like that. I think that it's very important also to try to eliminate some of those bad habits that you have. Think about if you smoke, for example, how that affects your stamina and how important having good stamina would be in a disaster where you might have to do a lot of activities that you're not accustomed to. So I think that that's one thing that's important. And I think the next thing that's important is to not be a lone wolf. I think that it's really a good idea to network with your neighbors, with your extended family, and just make sure that your people have a good idea of what they would do in a disaster, how they would communicate with each other, what supplies that they would have that would be helpful to deal with injuries and things like that if God forbid that they occurred. And I think that it's much easier. It's much easier to succeed if everything else fails, if you have a support system. So let's get that support system going now before something's happened.
Well, you know, you talk about staying healthy before a disaster. Let's talk about after a disaster and really keeping yourself or your well-being in a good place. Because I think there's a lot that goes on with it when if your home is destroyed or, you know, your whole life is uprooted, it's psychological. It's also very daunting on people.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it is as stressful as you possibly can imagine. But if you have some basic knowledge, if you've put together a decent medical kit, if you put together some supplies that are going to help you achieve the goal of dealing with that sprain or that cut or other kind of injury, and if you know a little bit of prevention, I mean, how important it is to, you know, wear eye and hand protection if you're doing activities of daily survival. Let's say you have to chop wood. You're probably not accustomed to doing that on a daily basis. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to have some kind of eyewear, some kind of hand protection. You're going to want good shoes. You're going to that are comfortable, that you'll be able to hike in, you'll be able to do whatever you need to do in. And I just think that it's important to, number one, to use the most valuable tool that you possibly can have, and that's your mind. I mean, just get online, get a book out, get our book out, the Survival Medicine Handbook, and learn a little bit about what to do in these times that could save a life.
Well, at doomandbloom.net, you have over 400 posts on medical readiness, and your site is one of the top survival sites on the Internet, which speaks really loudly, but there is so much to learn at doomandbloom.net. And your survival medicine handbook, I'm just real curious, how is this so different than all the other first aid books out there?
Well, first thing I'd like to say is there are now 536 articles on various topics of medical preparedness on our website. So we are moving right along, and we're writing furiously and trying to get that education out. But our handbook, by the way, from the front cover to the back cover, the book never tells you to go to the doctor and never tells you to go to the hospital. Why? That sounds pretty crazy, right? Why? Because the book assumes that they no longer exist as an option for you because something has happened that has made you the end of the line with regards to your family's health. Even wilderness survival books are based on the ability to stabilize and transport patients to a hospital. But what if you don't have that option? The Survival Medicine Handbook teaches a non-medical professional in plain English how to deal with over 100 different medical problems that they would probably encounter.
And that's the Survival Medicine Handbook, and we're going to hear more about that from Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy coming up here on Aging Info Radio. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at BrookdaleChicago.com. That's BrookdaleChicago.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, we are talking about disasters today and what to do medically when help is not on the way. I'm here with Joe Alton and Amy Alton, also known as Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. They have written a book, which is an Amazon #1 bestseller, The Survival Medicine Handbook. And tell me, Dr. Bones, why is your book #1?
Wow. By the grace of God, I was.
All right.
It's a mystery. Well,
it's a mystery. No, we're just kidding.
when we put out the book, we really thought we'd sell a couple hundred copies, and that's about it. But now, 50,000 copies later, we find that people tell us that they enjoyed that it's all in plain English, that it really gives the non-medical professional the confidence that they would be able to handle 90% of the emergencies they would encounter in a disaster situation. And we talk about so many things in the book, too. We talk about not just general medical preparedness, but we talk about how you could perform a physical exam if you're not a medical professional. What are the likely medical issues that you're going to wind up facing? What are the supplies that you'll need? What types of natural remedies might be useful for a particular problem? We talk about injuries, open wounds, bleeding wounds. We talk about environmental issues, like what to do if you come across someone that's exposed to cold or has heat stroke.
I think the biggest thing is that we have broken down these possibly very complicated issues And in medical books, you will find terminology that sounds like, you know, it's Russian or Chinese.
Mm-hmm. So, medical-ese.
You know, and we said, how can the average person understand? You can buy all the medical books you want, but if you don't understand the language they're speaking, it's impossible. So we broke it down. We broke it down. It's easy to understand. It's easy to comprehend. And your brain doesn't explode at the end of the book.
So let's talk about medical supplies, Nurse Amy. What are some of the medical supplies that you recommend or that you talk about in your book?
Well, you know, some of these you have to decide a few things. First of all, what is it that you expect to happen? Is this just a general medical kit for everyday situations and you know that your doctor and hospital are nearby? Or are you concerned, say, and you live in South Florida like we do, that, you know, we have hurricanes and there could be a 2 or 3 week, possibly 4 week period of time where you don't have somewhere to go and you must take care of issues. Are you traveling to an area where you may not have cell phone service? So it just depends on what you're looking to take care of and also for how many people. Are you a single person who lives in an apartment by themselves, or do you have a large extended family with cousins and grandparents and neighbors that you consider family? And maybe they're not thinking about being prepared, but you are. And so you want to gather not only enough for your immediate family in your house, but for what you would consider your community. So you have to think about those issues first. But generally speaking, everyone needs to have the things that Dr. Bones has mentioned before. You need to have masks. We're worried, and I know we're probably going to spend a couple minutes talking about Ebola, but there are, you know, situations where not only do you need to protect yourself from getting sick, but you need to put masks on people who are coughing and sneezing so that they don't spread that illness to someone else who is healthy. And if you're taking care of someone who's coughing and sneezing, it's important for both of you to have a mask on. The person who's sick puts on a regular surgical mask or an ear loop mask, and the person who is taking care of them would wear something more for filtration. So you want to think about a mask that can also be called a respirator, and they have different numbers, but at least an N95. You want to think about having lots of gloves. Again, you not only protect yourself, but when you are taking care of an open wound, your hands are actually the worst thing that can come near this wound. Mm-hmm. So you can be the one who gives someone an infection, even though you're trying to care for them. I would prefer that everyone get non-latex. There's a problem with allergies, latex allergies. So think about gloves called nitrile. Nitrile gloves do not contain latex. Moving on from protection, of course, you need to think about gauze. I have a YouTube video. It's a very exciting video, called Survival Medical Gauze. Mm-hmm. And it goes through all the different gauze. When you walk down the aisle in, you know, Walmart or a medical supply store, you're overwhelmed by all the choices. What is all this? What do those packages mean, the numbers and the words? I explain all of it. It's about an 8-minute video. It's a nursing 101 education on gauze. Very good. So get gauze. Get things like antiseptics. You want to make sure you have lots of tapes. You want to have things to treat burns. You want to have specific items to stop bleeding because, again, in disasters, we're worried about being outside and doing activities that we're not used to. If you cut yourself, possibly with something that was just used to chop wood or maybe, you know, butcher something, it could be very dirty, and you need to be very concerned about how you clean wounds. So think about antiseptics and these bleeding wounds. You may need to also get products like hemostatic powders or gauze, mm-hmm. things that are called Celox or Quick Clot. They're specifically made to stop bleeding. There's great YouTube videos on those.
Now, with all these medical supplies, all this is great. But if you're in a situation where there's a disaster that's, you know, mm-hmm. declared a national disaster, you have no access to these. So I'm just curious, in your survival medicine handbook, is there a chapter that says, okay, what about make do? Things that you can come up with that can help, you know, get medical care for people that need it immediately. Do you have anything like that in your book?
Yeah, we do. We mention things like duct tape, like vinegar. We talk about honey, which a lot of people have in their house. We talk about using a white, 100% white cotton sheet for many different issues. That can pretty much cover all your gauze right there. So we talk about household items that you can use to care for yourself if you didn't have, you know, a big stock of medical supplies. And even if you do, eventually, over a period of time, you may run out of those. So you'll have to look to other sources.
Yeah, like natural remedies. I mean, I think there was an article that Dr. Bones said that use the aquarium antibiotics in situations where modern medicine isn't available. That sounds pretty out there.
It is. And if we had another 30 minutes to discuss it, we could go over all that. But, yes, there's a chapter on that. There's a chapter on natural remedies like essential oils and growing your own medicinal herbs. There are several pages on, again, the different sizes of medical supplies that you need and, you know, what you need to get. So we're very good at providing all that information for you in the book.
So you know, when you're preparing for a disaster, just have your kit ready. Make sure you've gone to the Survival Medicine Handbook. Put together a kit that's user-friendly, and you can take it with you. It doesn't have to be huge. And really, you know, do, if you can get it to it, bring it.
Exactly. And I have a store I've put together. I've created kits myself. I have medical kits on store.doomandbloom.net and educational DVDs.
And you guys also do a Survival Medicine Hour on a weekly podcast, which is on your website at doomandbloom.net, which is something that's really great. But I want to cover with Dr. Bones here the Ebola virus. What's your take on all this?
Well, you know, there are several countries in the West Africa area that are now in the throes of a terrible epidemic of a virus called Ebola, and it's named after the Ebola River in Central Africa. And this is the first time that this virus has developed an outbreak in areas that are not rural and very isolated. They're now in capital cities of countries that are one flight, airplane flight away from the United States, for example. And the disease has decimated healthcare workers, missionaries, nurses and doctors have died from this disease, even prominent ones that are there. The Peace Corps, as a matter of fact, is pulling 340 workers from the affected countries as we speak. So this is a problem, and we don't really know that much about this. It's only been known or discovered since 1976, And Ebola infects humans from some kind of animal host. They don't know whether it's a monkey or a bat or what, but it once it's transferred, you become very, very contagious. And the contagion occurs in the saliva, in the blood, even in the sweat. And just touching the sweat of a person and getting then touching your hand, your face, for example, is enough to transmit the disease. Once you transmit the disease, the current outbreak so far has a 65% death rate.
Yes, it's very high, Dr. Bones. Well, I want to thank you and Nurse Amy for bringing all this to our attention today on Aging Info Radio. Thank you for being our guest. Our website is doomandbloom.net. And coming up next, I have a collaborative healthcare urgency coming on.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at aginginforadio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get ready to chart the course and set sail at the 19th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, fun activities, and fabulous entertainment on the Lido Deck, there's going to be something for everyone. Make your plans now to be at the Drury Lane Oakbrook Terrace on August 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. Don't miss the boat. See you there.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, think of every day as a blank page. Well, my next guest is Connie Polk, and she is the executive director of CHUG, which is the Collaborative Healthcare Urgency Group. And we are talking about disasters today and what to do when there is a disaster. Welcome, Connie, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you very much, Sue. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. I know CHUG does a whole lot, and let's talk about, you know, the collaborative group that CHUG is and what you would do during an emergency or a disaster.
We actually have formed an organization that is a mutual aid partnership between hospitals, long-term care facilities, assisted living, independent living facilities, home health, hospice agencies, emergency management, the actual fire departments and police departments. We're all working together in the event that there's a disaster or an emergency. And we're talking about anything from a major disaster to something that's even small, such as a power outage within a facility.
Mm-hmm.
To them, that's a major disaster.
Right.
You don't have heating and air conditioning and lighting in a facility. How are you going to take care of your patients?
Right. So it's a matter of getting people out of that and in somewhere else if they need be, or just managing.
We do a lot of things. So what we do, if there is that major disaster where it hits a facility and they need to evacuate, the first thing is always is sheltering in place. And we try to assist them with sheltering in place, whether it's getting resources or calling for assistance with emergency management or ComEd and getting the lights turned back on. We assist with that. If they truly have to evacuate, we provide the oversight for evacuation, transportation, and relocation to other like facilities. So we're very unique in that aspect. We also provide our facilities and our members with a lot of education
mm-hmm.
and support so they know what to do when that disaster does happen. Because it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, what is the worst disaster that CHUG has been involved with?
Oh, there was a situation in Chicago that happened, and there was a flooding of a power water pump supply, and the whole pump broke down. And it was on the south side of Chicago. There were 9 long-term care facilities and approximately 5 or 6 hospitals. And all of those would have been affected by actual sewage water.
Mm.
So if there was just a quarter inch of rain, those homes, those facilities, those hospitals all would have been affected by that type of water. So we were on the spot and ready to move patients in any type of situation if any drop of rain actually fell.
So I'm sure Chug has a team of, are these volunteers?
Yes, they're all volunteers. We're a non-for-profit organization, so we depend on our volunteers and our supporters in order to, and our members, in order to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. And I would think, you know, you have the protocols in place, so as soon as something does go on, it's just a matter of taking action.
Sue, you're right on the money. We teach all of our members evacuation procedures, emergency operation planning, sheltering in place at minimal fees, and we're really there to help them should any situation arise. So, yes, all those protocols are in place so they know what to do in any type of disaster.
You know, you see national disasters that are really bad, or like we go back to Katrina, which my last guest was talking about. I mean, when people have to be transported and they're in ICUs, I mean, this is big stuff. That the protocols have to be in place.
Absolutely. Hospitals have evacuation policies. They have to have these policies. They depend on incident command. They depend on communication. And making sure that all of those lines are dotted and making sure that nothing is going wrong. We had a situation where there were bone marrow transport patients, mm-hmm. that transplant patients, that were in a hospital. There were 8 of them that needed to be evacuated because of a situation that happened with this hospital. And it was just amazing how prepared everyone was, mm-hmm. to take care of those patients that were so acutely ill.
Yeah, I think this is such a huge part of the medical care facilities or even the long-term care facilities so that people know in advance, what are we going to do here if there is a disaster? And it's so much better to be prepared. And once again, I'm with Connie Polk. She's the executive director of CHUG, Collaborative Healthcare Urgency Group. Their website is chugteam.org. Coming up with Connie, we're going to talk more about it, find out a little bit more about what her volunteers do and how she does educate her members. So if there is a disaster, everyone is well taken care of and moved or relocated, you said, right?
Right.
Right,
exactly.
Connie? So stay right here on Aging Info Radio. All this coming up next.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we are talking about disasters today, national disasters, weather disasters, all type of disasters. Are you prepared? And, you know, what do you do when help is not on the way? I guess you'd get a hold of Connie Polk. She is the executive director of CHUG, which is a collaborative healthcare urgency group. And, I mean, CHUG does so much. Give us some tips, Connie, on, for an organization to prepare for an emergency or disaster.
Well, first I want to say that it's very, very important for an individual to be prepared. They must have their emergency kit. They must take care of their family, because if you're not prepared yourself, you're going to want to leave that organization and go take care of your family. So first and foremost is to have a kit, have water, have clothes, have personal toothpaste, you know, have boots and protective equipment, as they said, first aid kits, all of that. And you can find that information on the internet. And you can also go to chugteam.org to find tips on what you should have in an emergency preparedness kit. Then the organization will be more prepared should there be anything that happened with them. But next, the organization has to train their staff. They need to make sure that their staff knows what to do for a shooter, for a earthquake, for all hazards. It's not just one, it's everything. A fire, a loss of power, all of those. They have to know what to do and how to take care of their staff and their patients at every hour.
I'm just curious, are there federal and state requirements that say they have to enforce in healthcare organizations?
Absolutely. Each state has different regulations from public health, but the federal government actually just changed their checklist for emergency preparedness, and they are proposing a new regulation that will be enforced stricter. So it goes through communication that you should have a hazardous vulnerability analysis where you actually evaluate what types of hazards are within your area and community. It also talks about that you need to have incident command training, that you test your plan on an annual basis, and that you work with the community. And that's very important also. You need to know who your fire is. You need to know who your police are. Mm-hmm. You need to know who your emergency management agency are. You need to know who public health is in case of a public health emergency. So all of those are very important and key to being prepared and working together.
I'm just curious, if you were to give us just one tip, what would you say is the most important, the most significant thing that somebody can do to prepare or be prepared?
Having an own individual plan and having an emergency kit. That is the most important for any organization, to have their employees have their own kit and have their own plan for their family.
So I'm sure you have plenty of stories based on your experience. And I mean, what you do, you run into these all different types of disasters, or, you know, with, you know, the weather in the Midwest, snowstorms, where people are stranded or they can't get, you know, an ambulance into a facility or transport somewhere.
Absolutely. I've got so many I could tell you, but I'm going to tell you one that I just told actually today. I was talking with someone else. We had a situation up in McHenry County a facility had lost power because of a fire within their electrical panel. They all had to be emergently evacuated. They were evacuated by the fire department and sent over to the high school that was right across the street. That was their plan. What do you do after that? They can't stay there all night. You've got medically complex patients that cannot stay there. So they called the American Red Cross. Now, the American Red Cross can help in certain situations, but they weren't able to help with the medically complex.
Right.
So they called us. They called CHUG. And we came in and we had to evacuate from that facility to other long-term care facilities. So that's what we did. We got our transportation providers. We called them and all of our mutual aid partners and got that them transported. It wasn't until 9 o'clock at night that all of this was done. It had started early in the day at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And I remember a woman grabbed my hand and just thanked me for having a roof over her head, something to eat, and somewhere to sleep. And that's really why we do what we do. I've got goosebumps on my arm because every time I tell that story, I want to almost cry because it's so impacting to me personally and to our mission of our organization and for all long-term care facilities across the nation. Mm-hmm. We should be able to help.
I think it was Katrina that they moved the bus loads. If you remember that story, the busloads of seniors out of the assisted living.
Yes, and they were moved them with oxygen
mm-hmm.
in an improper vehicle that was not able to handle the oxygen, and it got into an accident, and it exploded, and everyone within the bus died.
There must have been two stories. I remember hearing another one, too. That was a little more on the opposite end of that. It was actually a good one, and there was a woman speaking about it. But Connie, CHUG is a great organization. It's a collaborative healthcare urgency group. And Connie's website is chugteam.org. Now, we're going to talk real quick. Volunteers, you need volunteers, right?
Oh, absolutely. Always. We always need volunteers. For fundraising, for donations, for assistance with emergencies, all of that, we need volunteers. And you can reach us at our website.
At chugteam.org. We're going to hear from Connie coming back with her words of wisdom for the day here on Aging Info Radio. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today, turn your clock back tomorrow.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan, covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness, and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on aginginforadio.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value price suites, Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning.
It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, we've been talking about disasters today and really having a plan A, and I want to call it a plan B. And I'm here with Connie Polk. She is not only the executive director of CHUG, but she is the founder and started this organization 13 years ago. CHUG is Collaborative Healthcare Urgency Group. And Connie, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, so I think that the best words of wisdom that I can get is if you have to go into a long-term care facility or a hospital, ask what their emergency operation plans are. Make sure that they have emergency operation plans and that they can show them to you. It should be public knowledge.
It should, yeah. Just to know what would happen if.
Exactly. What if?
Yeah.
Because it's always not what if. It should be when. Yeah. It's going to happen.
There you go. And her website is chugteam.org. And Connie is always looking for volunteers. Well, thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's been a pleasure.
Well, save the date of August 26th and 27th for the Senior Lifestyle Expo to chart the course and set sail at Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. And that goes on from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. They have Senior Idol. They have a writing contest, all types of health and wellness programs, seminars, exhibitors, entertainment on the Lido deck. You don't want to miss this on August 26th and 27th. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Cliff. He is a male 3-month shepherd mix puppy with big floppy ears. Such a handsome guy. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And of course, Cliff is waiting with his paws crossed for you to come and get him. Yes, Daisy, that is Cliff. And PAWS is 773-935-PAWS. And if you're a pet owner or you're considering getting a pet, you want to also get Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. It will give you peace of mind. Aging Info Radio has made it very easy. Go to our website at aginginforadio.com. Click on their logo. And if you go through Aging Info Radio, you will receive a 10% discount for the lifetime of the policy. Their policies are extraordinary. They have no caps on any of their costs. Yes, unlimited. So check that out all at aginginforadio.com. And the question is, will you outlive your retirement savings? It's a workshop presented by John O'Connor and Dana Roman of O'Connor and Associates. Give them a call. John is a safe money man at 847-274-2681. He has 24 years. His specialty is helping people make the most out of their life savings, all at 847-274-2681. Also, keep in mind, Aging Info Radio can help you if you're in need of a referral in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry. We will help you. Give us a call at 866-560-3965. Or send us an email at info@aginginforadio.com. If we cannot help you, we will find someone that will. And a thank you to my guests today, Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Connie Polk. All of their contact information will be posted at aginginforadio.com, along with our show podcast and blog. And I am Susa Wacky, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old, be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.